Chris and Rob, late night talk show, WAIF, Wow Ain't I Funky Radio, joined on the live line, the telephone, the radidio with Mr. Bootsy Collins, also known as Bill, also known as William, also known as Casper, not the friendly, the Holy Ghost, also known as Bootzilla, also known as Zillatron, also known as Fuzzface, and Boo Man Chew. I guess that's what you call yourself when you go to the China Gourmet.
Oh, yeah, Mama. Oh, what's happening, Chris? How you doing, man?
I'm wonderful, and Rob's sitting here to my right.
Oh, man. What's up, Rob?
Man, doing okay. How are you, Bootsy?
Man, we was on the way down there, man. I guess Chris told you we couldn't get out the driveway, huh?
Oh, what kind of a driveway do you have now that you can't get out of it?
It's about a mile long, and the spaceship wouldn't hover above it, man. We was trying, man.
You turn on the afterburners and melt the ice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on having enough hit records that you can afford a driveway that long.
Oh,
now, how many names do you have already? Did I get all your names, or did I miss any?
You got pretty much all of them. Yeah, I was really surprised. I was like, man, you listed more than I could even think of right off the top.
Where did you come up with Casper, not the friendly? The Holy Ghost.
Well, actually, that was my alter ego. That was my very first character that I discovered, you know, because that was in the beginning. I would say, like, right before Stretching Out, the first, very first album.
You're like Sybil, aren't you?
Yeah.
You got all kind of personalities inside that skull.
I'm telling you, man, they busting to get out, man. Everybody wants a record, man.
Now, I got to thank you for one thing there, Mr. Bootsy Collins.
What?
On your new CD.
Yeah.
Called Fresh Out of P University.
Yeah.
It's out on Mercury and Private Eye Records.
Oh, yeah.
It's available at your local record store. You thank about a million and a half people, but three of the things that you thank are The Wiz, WCIN, and WAIF.
Oh, yeah.
Until tonight, what has WAIF ever done for you that you would thank them on your new record?
Well, you know, actually, in the very early 80s, I used to come down to the WAIF, did a few interviews. What was the DJ down there? Sweet Daddy from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You know, so I was coming down there around then. He's around 16 years old. And I used to do a couple of drops on the station there.
Well, it's good to have you on tonight. Now, tell me something, Bootsy Collins. You have played gigs all over the world. You've not only played gigs in Cincinnati, but you've played gigs probably in Madrid and in Jerusalem.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Maybe even Moscow or Red China. I don't know. Where's the best place to play, and how's it stack up next to playing right here in Cincinnati?
The best place to play, wow. Well, actually,
I mean, you are one individual. I mean, I could be jealous. You've played at the Apollo with James Brown.
Yeah.
Who else can say that they've done that? Only a few folks.
Very few, very few. And you know, it's like we work there like 7 days a week, like three shows a day, four shows on Sunday. And, you know, kids be rapping about how much work they got to do. Man, we was working all day, every day, all night, every night. It was like, man, but it was heaven, you know?
You've also have you ever played the Grand Ole Opry?
That's the only one. With the Groovegrass Boys, we're working on that next.
What is Groovegrass? It was just released, but I think it said it was recorded in 1993.
Yeah, well, actually, Warner's was going to release it at first, and then I think they had a few paperwork or something was a little funny. Something happened there, and Scott Rouse, who's handling the whole deal, he didn't want to release it on Warner's, so they renegotiated, and finally it came out on Reprise, which is Warner's also, but it's another label.
Well, I was going to ask you about all the different places you've played. They tell me, people who've played there have told me, that playing in Tokyo and in Europe, the audiences are a lot different than they are in America.
Yeah, I think what it is too is they definitely don't have as much as we have. You know, we have all of it. Americans have all of it. You know, you get everything. You get overkill here in America. And Japan and Europe, you know, they don't get as much of what we're so used to. You know, it's like we got a McDonald's on every corner, you know, and they're just not getting that stuff, you know. So it's a little different over there.
You never answered my question. Where do you like to play the most?
That's kind of deep. I would have to say this last gig we just did, it was in the summertime at the Montrose Jazz Festival.
Oh, yeah.
We had a blast.
Who were you playing with there?
Marcus Miller, Earth, Wind & Fire. It was about 10 to 20 different acts on the stage, you know, and It was great there, and the North Seas Jazz Festival, and also Cincinnati, of course. We played our last time we played here was at Bogart's. Man, we had a blast.
When you want to play Bogart's again, or some other Cincinnati club?
Well, actually, the tours are coming up. I think it's the end of March, the 1st of April.
So who's going out on the road with you?
Well, we haven't put the road thing together yet. We're just beginning to start working on it because the record just came out. And we're just talking about now doing the tour in the States. See, we're just coming off of the European tour, so we're just trying to put it together now.
Well, what's up with your new record, fresh out of P University?
Yeah, well, you know, we just got it out there, and the single's coming out in February, first week of February. It's Leaving You Gotta Go, with MC Light doing her little rap thing on it. And, you know, hopefully that will take the single on over the top, and that'll put us right on back out there.
So how's your music now? How's Fresh Out of P University? How's your music changed over the 20, 30 years you've been making records?
Well, I'll tell you, you say how did music change or how do we...
How have you changed? How's your music
changed? I would say, well, for this record, you know, I love doing all kind of different records, but for this record, you know, we tried to make it more commercial. I guess more radio friendly for this particular record. It was just something new for me to do. I never tried to do a record that was radio friendly. We just do a record of how we feel and, you know, how we want to act, and we just do a record like that. But on this particular record, we tried to do some old school with new school combination type thing.
Is it still funky, even though it's radio friendly?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you something there, Bootsy Collins. On your record from, I think it was 88, called What's Bootsy Doing, on the liner notes,
yeah,
you wrote, "Rap music today is what funk music was to us in the 70s. Rap music keeps us able to identify the street vibe." You wrote that in 1988. Well, now it's 1999.
Yeah.
And we're all partying like it's 1999. Is rap music still the thing that identifies with the street, or has music progressed into something else?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty much the newspaper for the streets. Yeah, definitely. And that's pretty much what the funk music was. It depended on what you said when you was doing funk music at that time. And the way we communicated as musicians was through the funk.
But rap music has changed a lot since 88. It seems to me that in the last 11 years, some of the rappers have sold out. Some guys go gangster rap just cuz.
Just cuz.
If they swear and say a lot about bitches and hoes, then they can sell some records. I don't know if that really is in touch with the street anymore.
Well, I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, it's like overkill. You know, I mean, they're doing it to death. I mean, you know, but that's just the way it is today. I mean, rap has taken it that far. I guess they're going to see how far it can go.
But you can't really shake your ass at that slow West Coast rap. Boom, boom, cheek. Boom, boom, cheek. You can't move to that.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a different stroke for different folks, and it depends on the angle of the dangle, you know?
We're talking to Bootsy Collins on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF, Wow Ain't I Funky Radio. Do you want to take some calls tonight, Bootsy, or not?
Yeah, we are for it.
If you want to call into the program, we're only going to keep Bootsy another 10 or 15 minutes. Call 961-8900. That number again, 961-8900. Bootsy, isn't it time for the youth to stand up, musical youth, and say we've had enough of rap and funk and we've got a new way of expressing things on the street?
Yeah, I would say so. Definitely. Definitely.
I like rap as much as the next white kid, but I think it's time for something new.
Yeah. And I definitely like to be a part of it, whatever's happening.
Well, you've been part of it for the last, 30 years now?
Oh, yeah. I think we wrote in that DNA of things.
Let's take a call. You want a Bootsy?
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Lee. Hello, Lee. You're on with the Chris and Rob Show and Bootsy Collins.
Hey, nice to meet you, Bootsy.
Hey, Lee. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just had some great dinner listening to the funk.
Oh, sounds cool.
Yeah.
Definitely. We was just trying to make it down to the Chris and Rob Show, man. We got kind of snowed in.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible out there.
You know?
But, hey, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
I saw you on a talk show, I don't know, a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about slipping doses to James Brown in his food.
Huh?
In his food, because he'd always come and eat your all's food, like milkshakes and stuff.
Well, actually, that wasn't James Brown. That was my brother.
It was your brother?
Yeah, that was my brother, Catfish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we played with James Brown, but it was actually my brother that would come and he was... would ask us for stuff. You know, he's always wanted a freebie, you know.
Right, right.
So he asked us for some shake, some of this chocolate shake we had one night, and
okay.
we had put some stuff in it, you know. And
well, hold on a minute, you guys. Are we talking about the old lysergic acid?
Yeah.
Oh,
is
my
that,
God.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I didn't bring it up, man. I mean, you know.
Well, I just wanted to confirm my urban legend. You know, I remembered as you saying it was James Brown, and I had to get my story straight.
All right, right. Well, I think you got it now.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for talking to me.
All right, very, very welcome.
Bye.
Thanks,
all right,
Lee.
Bye-bye.
That would be Catfish Collins, your brother who played
yeah,
guitar in some
yeah, that's
group.
The cat, man. I think he's out there listening. Hey, Catfish, what's up, man?
Yo, Catfish. is this an official shout-out from Bootsy to Catfish?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else you want to shout-out to?
Yeah, it's a couple of people. Hey, Tweedle. Hey, Madisonville. Hey, you know, all the mugs downtown and everybody over there in Evanston and Walnut Hills and, yeah.
Don't forget Norwood.
Oh, okay, Norwood, too.
Oh, yeah. We're talking to Bootsy Collins on the Chris and Rob Show. 961-8900 is the phone number if you want to call in. I was talking to you about the liner notes from What's Bootsy Doing a minute ago.
Yeah.
Innovators of the 80s, according to Mr. Bootsy Collins, Michael Jackson and Prince, period. Innovators of the 70s. Go to Parliament Funk number one and Bootsy number two, period. Innovators of the 60s, Jimi Hendrix, Sly Stone, James Brown, The Temptations, period. Let's update that. What about the 90s, Bootsy Collins?
The 90s?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. I would say, far as on the, let's see. Oh, wow, the 90s. I never thought about it, actually. Who would you think? Who would you say?
I might want to throw Bill Laswell and Buckethead in on that.
Oh, definitely. You know, actually, I just talked to Buckethead yesterday.
Oh, you did?
We're getting ready to do another Praxis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, we're going to do it. We're going to do some of it here.
Well, Praxis is a group you recorded with...
with Bill Laswell.
Brain on drums.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bernie Worrell was playing keyboards.
Yeah.
And... who's that guy that was scratching records?
That was a guy from Jungle Brothers.
Yeah,
he was Bambaataa.
Okay, hey, you had him making all these weird sound effects, and then Buckethead on guitar.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that group and what Bill Laswell's role in that was.
Oh man, well actually he allowed us to just come in the studio, just lay down some off the head, you know, like we used to do back in the day, just go in the studio and just start laying some grooves, you know. And what Bill Laswell did, he just picked out the different grooves. We did about 20 to 30 different grooves, and he would pick out the ones for the record. And that's pretty much what he did. He's like he's one of the best directors, producers that I've ever worked with.
Well, when Bernie Worrell was on the show, I asked him, what was the difference between working with George Clinton and Bill Laswell? And all Bernie could say was, Laswell's got his business together.
Well,
what's that supposed to mean?
Well, that's a good point. You know, he's a musician. You know, he knows the music. He's a musician. He's not just an entertainer or just a so-called producer. You know, he plays too. So I think that's a connection in itself. You know, because if you're not a musician, I don't know. It's a little different there. I don't know what it is, but it's a little different.
Let's play a little Drop the Needle, Bootsy Collins. I won't play too much of this, but tell me a little bit about this following track. It's from Sacrificed by Praxis. The tune is called Death Star.
Oh, yeah.
Here, it's kicking in here in a second. Bootsy Collins, that's a little different. That's not your typical Mothership Connection type of groove.
Yeah, that voice sounds like he's pretty out there. I don't know what's happening. Maybe I went back to the 60s on that.
So who is that? Is that Bootzilla or is that Casper the Holy Ghost?
Oh, that's Bootzilla. He's just kind of, I think he's kind of, what do you call, tripping a little bit.
Did somebody put something in his milkshake?
Yeah. He's always got something in his milkshake.
You can't get that kind of milkshake down at the United Dairy Farm, can you?
No, that one's not on sale.
Next time I go down to United Dairy Farm, I'm going to say, I'm going to have that Bootzilla shack, and they're going to look at me like I'm tripping.
Oh, man. That's deep, man. You got all the records down there, man.
I don't have every single one. I'm still working on a few.
Oh, man. I might have to come down there and make a few tapes, man.
We're gonna We can work something out, I'm sure.
Definitely.
I'm going to need you to come over to the house and play a gig for Grandma, though.
Okay, you got it.
We're going to go to the phones again. Now let's talk to Ian. You're on with Bootsy Collins and the Chris and Rob Show. Hello, Ian.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Ian, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. I wanted to talk to Bootsy.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, everything's on the one, man.
Dude, I just want to let you know that, dude, you're bad.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm just trying to keep the funk alive, you know?
Dude, you're doing it, man. You're a badass.
Thank you, man.
Dude, you got bad flavor. Whoop, whoop. For real, dude. Nah, 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 nah.
Oh, yeah.
I want to let you know that, all right?
Oh, thanks so much, man. All
right, keep it real.
All right, then.
You get a lot of that, Bootsy?
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they come up to me and just tell me how, you know, they grew up on it. Huh?
They just walk up, you go, one, nah, nah, woo, woo. So you're in Kroger and some guy just stops you in the frozen foods. Man, why not new, new?
Right. It's a lot of different, you know, reactions that go on that you never even think about, man. It's like, wow. But it's all good, though, you know, because it lets you, you know, it reminds you that, you know, that you have, you know, done something in the world, you know, I mean, and people pay attention, and it's like, man, this is wild. A lot of people come up and just say, man, you helped me get through jail. Man, you helped me come through college. I mean, you know, it's deep, man. I made it through high school, man. I was in the Army, man, and listening to your music, you know. So that's kind of wild.
Elvis has Memphis, and Cincinnati has Bootsy Collins, yeah. Bootzilla. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WOW NI Funky Radio, WAIF. The phone number if you want to call in and talk to Bootsy Collins, a.k.a. Casper the Holy Ghost, 961-8900 is the phone number.
All right.
The new record, fresh out of P University's out. Do you enjoy doing your solo stuff? More than you enjoy working with Bill Laswell or George Clinton or somebody else, or what do you enjoy best?
Well, I like all of it. I think I have the most fun doing stuff with Bill Laswell because I get a chance to. I don't have to be me. I don't have to. You know, it's always a thing where you're reaching to do new and different stuff. So you know, I don't have to. You know, I don't have to be me. I can be anybody or anything that comes out. And that's pretty much what we'd be reaching for. So that's a great experience for me, and I like that. I like that the best.
So you and Laswell are going to do a new Praxis. Is that going to be the same lineup as last time?
I'm not sure. You know, that's pretty much depends on him. You know, it's just I know it'll be myself and Buckethead, probably Bernie too, but I don't know, you know, if anybody else that he's going to get involved with.
You ever put anything in Bill Laswell's milkshake?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. He's from back in the day a little bit. He's not as old as I. He's about 30-something now. He's, you know, but he's had a few milkshakes.
So you say he can handle the buzz.
Yeah, he's had a few milkshakes in his days.
Well, that guy, you know, maybe we're talking a little over the head of some of the audience, but that guy's very prolific. Laswell puts out a CD a week just about.
Yeah.
Where does he get it all from?
Oh, man, this cat is just, I mean, you know, when I first met him and I walked into his house, man, he just... He got about four rooms of nothing but records and CDs. I mean, full. I mean, racks and racks and racks. And I'm like, wow, man, when do you get time to listen to any of this stuff? And that's what he does. You know, he just listens to music all the time.
Has he got a girlfriend?
He had a girlfriend. I don't know what's up with that.
Well,
you know,
I'm just being flippant because with a record collection like that, either you're listening or you don't have any time. You know.
But you know, it's like, man, he. And it's not, you know, like one or two kinds of music. I mean, you know, this cat got all kinds of music, you know, and he listens to all of it.
Besides recording more with Laswell, besides getting the group to go out on tour to promote Fresh Out of P University, your new record, what else does the future have in store for William Bootsy Collins?
Well, I'd like to be an animated cartoon one day.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, who would do your voice? Would you do your own voice?
I do my own voice.
Oh, yeah? Well, how come you never try to, you know, audition to be the voice for, you know, like, you know, some other character, like Jimmy the Woodpecker or something?
Well, you know, that's probably in the makings, but, you know, we had already done a MTV pilot cartoon, which we'll probably be shopping here lately after the record hits with the single and everything. So that's the kind of direction I want to go with the cartoon thing.
So who else is it? Do you have like superpowers and stuff?
Or? Oh yeah.
Cool.
You know, Michael Judge did some vocals on it too. Actually, he's the one that got me the deal.
Who's gonna animate it?
MTV did it.
MTV has their own cartooning department now?
Yeah.
Well, that's wild.
Well, you know, they're the ones that did Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, Mike Judge.
Right.
Bootsy, you've played with all these guys, Laswell and Clinton and Bernie Worrell and Doc Watson even.
Yeah.
Who would you like to play with?
Wow, who would I like to play with?
Prince?
No, that's not really a challenge.
He's got Larry Graham anyway.
Yeah, that's my boy too. Larry, we was over in what was we at together? At the North Sea Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
And
you were hanging with Larry Graham there?
Oh yeah. We went to a couple of shows and.
What's up with Sly Stone? Where's that guy been? You hear stories, rumors. I don't know if they're true or not. You hear that he's like, you know, out of his mind on drugs or whatever. But what's the story on Sly Stone?
Well, you know, he's kind of in and out. I mean, you know, it's like once you had it, I guess, like Sly did. And I don't know. You guess it's like him. It's like Jimmy. I mean, you know, you have to build this thing. You know, it's like who do you trust, you know? And it's like you have the world, you know, and then all of a sudden you got nobody, you know, and it's like, you know, what are you going to do? You going to jump off the bridge or are you going to keep going, you know? So he's at that point, you know. It's like he don't have nobody that he can really trust, you know, with that. So it's kind of strange.
When you've got the talent that man has,
yeah,
there's got to be somebody you can trust, because once you're on stage and you're getting paid and everybody loves you and they're stopping you in Kroger's in the frozen food aisle saying, woo, woo, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's got to be a rush. That's got to be a motivation.
Yeah, well, it is for a while, you know. It is for a while. But I think after 3 or 4 years of that, you know, things start to sink in, you know. It's like, wow, do I really want to do this, man? I mean, you know, then the tax man comes to get you and, you know, people start, you know, instead of, you know, when you put your hands out for five, you know, it's like your friends used to slap and give you five. You reach out now, it's like they want some money, man. So it's a whole new ball game, you know. So it's like, wow, what do you do, man?
Well, you're sending me and Rob some money, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, we're expecting it.
It's in the mail already, man.
Because we're playing your records today, man.
It's already there, man.
You're funny, Bootsy. I like you pretty much. All right.
Hey, man. I had a blast with this, man. And we got to hook up because I got to come down, man. I had on this nice outfit I wanted y'all to check out, man.
And we had a camera to take a picture of it, too.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we got to hook up. I want you to get with Patty, and maybe we can hook up a thing where I could just come on down, and then we'll do a serious thing on the radio, man.
Yeah, I want to talk about the music.
Yeah.
The music, and not so much about the woo-woo, yeah, and not so much about the milkshakes, although you can bring one of them if you want.
I had one with your name on it tonight, too, man.
Yeah, and my initials, LSD. What was I going to say? Well, yeah, it's been great having you. And, oh, I wanted to tell you what you missed tonight. We were going to feed you tonight.
Oh, man.
And we weren't going to slip nothing in it either, except for maybe some pepperoni and some mushrooms. Because what we got, oh, you were going to dig this.
Was it a pizza full of mushrooms, man?
We got you one pizza that was in the shape of a star for your left eye.
Man.
And a second pizza in the shape of a star for your right eye. And one had pepperoni and one had mushroom. And we were going to pig out.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Put it in suspended animation until I get down there, because I want that pizza now. Don't throw it away.
And then you can use your magic microwave powers to heat it up.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
Bootsy Collins, we're going to play the new single, I'm Leaving You, Gotta Go, Gotta,
gotta
Go.
Gotta Go, Gotta Go, Bubba.
MC Light.
All right.
And we'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, thanks so much, y'all. Y'all have a blast, man.
Keep it funky.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.